Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. Sunday's Prophecy. So what comes first, faith or obedience? Written and read by Dennis Piller. Stay obedient. Be obedient. Stay strong in your temptation. Speak to them my words of light. Stand on my words. Trust me, and I will deliver you. I promise to walk with you through the storm. Know that I hold your hand and I will use this to ultimately bless you and work my purpose in it. Be obedient and my faith will show itself in you. By faith, I will hear you as you obey. Your obedience opens the gateway to my blessings. If you have slipped or fallen, cry out in humility and repentance. And faith will lead you to obey, and you will walk in the answer to your prayers. I think too many Christians struggle with obedience because they stumble in their faith, running on the world scale of what it takes to be a success. In a similar fashion, they are willing themselves and or pushing themselves to be obedient to Christ in the same way, I can do this. Not that it's wrong to work hard, but you can't manhandle faith to get your way. You can't force something in the Spirit just by naming it and claiming it. It requires the same Holy Spirit that saved us and revealed eternal life through Jesus Christ. He gave us the gift of faith so we could be obedient to God's ways and lay aside the distortions and perversion of our own way of thinking, so we can truly be free. So it is with the things of the Spirit. First comes faith. Step one is waiting to believe in what is right and good and true. That happens through faith, not from willing for it or striving for it, but giving oneself over to it, Christ in you, Colossians 1:27. Surrendering our ways to his higher way. Then comes obedience, because all of a sudden, what we used to cleave to, we no longer desire. The hunger for it continues to diminish, all through faith, which produces obedience in us to what? Obey God and love God. Step two. As we increase in our faith, we are obedient to more principles of the gospel. And as we are more obedient, our faith is increased yet again. How do you strengthen your faith and obedience to God? Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing the word of God. It grows in you as you read his word, and God's power and freedom are released within you to be obedient. The more you learn of God, the more you willingly give up your old life to God's Spirit-filled life, leading you to freedom and more freedom. When we realize that God is speaking to us through his word, it encourages our faith. But we're also greatly encouraged in our faith when we share what we have learned from him with others. So spending time with other believers, sharing our findings and listening to theirs does the same thing. So you both can enjoy God's freedom and grow with someone you can walk through life with. When you break obedience down, it is simply a direct command, often used by a person in authority. Examples include a child who cleans his or her room when told to by a parent, and or a soldier who follows the orders of a superior officer. It is no different with our Heavenly Father. His word directs us to freedom. He shows us the roadmap to eternal success and how to navigate the potholes of living in a lost world. Why? So we can really know the freedom of God and walk in the strength of it, enjoy the joy and the peace of it along the way. The Our Father gives us the example. It says, bless our food daily and forgive us our sins as we forgive our trespasses daily. I hope you didn't miss that. As we ask him to bless our food daily, we also ask him to forgive us our sins that separate us from God every day. Read 1 John and Romans. While ignoring both God's wisdom and biblical instructions has consequences, obedience to his commands has rewards, even great rewards. Read Psalms 19:7 to 10. Choose you this day who you will serve and obey. When you do, the Holy Spirit will show you both the faith and obedience to live in real freedom. I hope you have a Jesus-filled day.